So, 2022. What about 2022? Well, 2022 is the year I plan for you. What is your plan, Lord, to do for you what I didn't do in 2021 and 2020? It's more than you had. It's more than you can believe for. But I'm going to do it for you in 2022. Things that were lacking in 2021, 2020, and 2021, even further back. You say, why, Lord, are you going to do this thing? Your eyes will come open. The door is open. And you'll let my revelation light come in. And when revelation comes, then it increases your faith. Because my word is full of faith. And when it enters one's heart and bring revelation to them, then they can see what I see. They can believe what I said, and then they can do what I say for them to do. And I can increase them the way I want to. I never planned for you to fail one time in one day. I never planned for you to fail at all. My plan for you is succeeding, success, increasing, victorious, continue living in victory. I gave you the victory. If you check my plan out, you'll see you can't find no failure in it. Even any flaws, but you'll find victory all through it. That's why you want to learn my ways and follow them. I said to you, my word, my son, my daughter, attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life to those that find them, and help to all their flesh, all of your flesh, to prosper you, to increase you, to raise you up, to put you in a place where you ought to be. Some of you, I'm going to catch you up. Hallelujah. Some of you, I'm going to catch you up and grow you up as you feed on my word, and you're going to see, I'm glad I made it to 2022. Because this is the year that I will do for you that believe me, all that I said in my word. Every promise I made you in my word is yes and amen. Not a single one has a no on them, or maybe a I might. It's just not there. Everything I said is yes and amen. And therefore, you, and you, every child, every member of my body, I didn't leave nobody out. I didn't slight anyone, but I did include everybody. So you can take hold, and I never tell you to do something that I haven't given you the ability to do. Hallelujah. So get ready to go. Don't draw back. Say out of your mouth, I'm not one of those that draw back. I'm the one that charge. I'm the one that presses forward. I press into my God. I press into the promises. I press into him. And you'll see that it's beneficial. It's profitable for your life and for those around you. Yes, I'm going to do things through you, for you, that the world will be astounded. All they are shook now, just right for you to rise up and do explore in the midst of the chaos that's going on. Oh, you'll go out as rescue team. You'll go out taking answer to problem, taking victory to defeat, bringing people out of darkness, bringing people to a place where they ought to be. So 2022 is a year for you to be busy. Oh, yeah, those are things you desire. And those things you thought wasn't coming,
it's showing up this year.
You said you thought, well, maybe it's not coming. He said, oh no. You can't dream too big. You can't think too big. You cannot think beyond what I am. I told you all things are possible to him that believe me, because I'm a God of possibility. I'm a God of possibility. Nothing is impossible for me. So you walk with me. Learn my ways as you walk with me from day to day, and you'll see it will be greater for you each day you walk with me. Thank you. And that's what I heard. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Now, a word of instruction. Glory to God. A word of instruction. The word of the Lord and what he says is always right. Y'all listen to this. I'm getting ready to give you some instruction for this so we can walk in it. It is for correction, and then we can get direction. I'll say it again. The word of the Lord and what he says is always right. Did you get that? When it comes to the word of the Lord, what he said, the word of the Lord, and what he says is always right. It is for correction, all right? And then you can get direction. And we will know where to go, being led by the Spirit, following his instruction, and we will reach the place of perfection. Hallelujah. And let me read you something. Y'all can put it up, Proverbs chapter 3. This is in the King James. My son, there we go. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandment. For unto days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord. See, he's giving instruction, bringing correction, telling you what to do. Trust in the Lord. See, you can't say, I don't know what to do, because he just told you. Trust in the Lord. With all thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, do what? Acknowledge him, and he shall what? Direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from where? Evil, so shall it be what? Health to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord how? With thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Always honor the Lord with your fruit. And you increase on him with the first of it. So shall thy bond be filled with plenty. And thy press shall what? Burst out with new wine. Hallelujah. My son, here we go. Despise not what? The chastening of the Lord. Neither be wearied of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth. Even as a father, the son in whom he delighteth. Why did the Lord correct us? So we can enjoy the best he has.